time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Selena Gomez, Steve Martin, and Martin Short have discussed season 4 of Only Murders in the Building and who they would choose for solving a real mystery.
If there was a murder in your building, which 3 celebs in your phone contact list would you call to solve it?
I don't know, Anderson Cooper or...
That's a good one, Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper would be a good one.
I just think.
The Pope.
And they just went off the rails after that. And I was like, Anderson Cooper? No, I don't know. I don't know about solving a mystery. Tom Selleck, yes. Shailene Woodley will produce and star in a biopic about Janis Joplin. Yeah, that's not the casting I would have expected. Jason Kelce had a hilarious wardrobe mishap during his Monday Night Football debut.
Fits my belly now. I've lost a little bit of weight, but my is still struggling.
Hey, the fact that a Hall of Fame center can shop at Lululemon, that's big, man.
So he forgot his clothes and had to go shopping before the show, and his shirt was too tight. It was very Saturday Night Live of him, which, by the way, they've added 3 new cast members you've never heard of and got rid of one you've also never heard of. Justin Hawkins of The Darkness thanked Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce on TikTok. Did you see the viral video of them singing together, I Believe in a Thing Called Love, at the U.S. Open? It was adorable.
And Taylor Swift and her partner Travis dancing along to it and really enjoying the music. So it was a really heartwarming moment for me, and my little girl can't wait to tell her friends at school. So thanks, Taylor. Thanks, Travis. Thanks, everybody who enjoys tennis. That's a really lovely start to the day. Nice one, guys. Cheers.
I mean, that's so adorable. His daughter's excited. Halsey wrote Britney Spears a letter asking for permission to sample Lucky. And she says Britney was, quote, so supportive out of the gate. The New York Stock Exchange invited the U.S. women's water polo player Ashley Johnson and Flavor Flav to ring the closing bell. Flav struggled when his mallet fell and then someone threw it back to him. Take a listen. He finally got it. It was like it took him several attempts. No one ever said Flav was an athlete. And then Gail King was talking about on CBS Mornings about getting a messy, half-eaten coconut custard pie slice from a local bakery. Just listen to her story.
They said, Gail, it looks like someone ate half the pie. And I go, no. She said, I think it might be your doorman. I go, absolutely not. It absolutely was not my doorman.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
What happened to? Did you throw it away?
Yeah, don't tell me you ate it. Did you eat that up?
I ate it. Ah!
Good for Gail. I mean, come on. When you're starving and you or if you're ordering pie for delivery, you're not going to give up your pie. I'm just saying. Okay, I've got a dirt alert, and I don't want to make light of this because this is really sad for this family. Dave Grohl, Foo Fighters Dave Grohl. You know Dave Grohl. He announced yesterday on social media that he has fathered a child outside his marriage, and he plans to be a loving and supporting parent to that child, but will also work to regain the trust and forgiveness of his wife and their 3 kids. The saddest part is his oldest daughter deactivated her Instagram after the announcement. So while that is a dirt alert, it also should come with like a sadness alert. Wow. I really ended that on a low note, didn't I? Maybe I could take you out with a high note.